This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3870 for Friday, the 2nd of June, 2023. Today's show is entitled Texas. It is part of the series Travel. It is hosted by Ahu Khan and is about 13 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, we wrap up our trip in Texas before heading back home to Michigan.
Hello, this is Ahuka for Hacker Public Radio, welcoming you to another exciting episode in our RV travel series. And we are in Texas and approaching the end of our trip. So, Wednesday, March 16th, and we're in Presidio, Texas. We got our day passes for the Big Bend Ranch State Park and headed for the Closed Canyon Trail. Now, this is what is called a slot canyon, and what that basically means is you've got a high ridge of mountains and just this little slot cut out of the middle, and it's usually caused by water erosion or something like that. And there's photos if you want to see what this one looks like. If you just go to the show notes, there's always links to all of the photos there. I have them all on Flickr, and it's a publicly accessible account. So we got our day passes. Remember, it was $5 per person per day, so we gave the state of Texas $10 for the privilege. Got to the Slot Canyon. Now, it was not the longest hike we've ever done, but it was a pretty physical one. And the reason is that once you get into it, you're going down a series of rock faces. And then, you know, when you go out, you've got to go up those same rock faces. And, you know, it's a physical thing, and I'm 71 years old. So, you know, you got to be careful about stuff like that. We reached one towards the end. We didn't go all the way to the very end. But we got one towards the end that looked like about 5 feet of smooth rock. Now, I could easily see getting down. Getting back is the part that looked kind of chancy to me. Given the difficulty of the ones that we did go up as we returned, it was the right decision. You know, it wasn't easy going up those things. Well, then it was off to the store. The RV park we were staying at is having a St. Patrick's Day potluck tomorrow, and we need to buy some fruit for a fruit bowl. When we got back, the temperature kept rising, and we had to turn on the air conditioning. You know, that's such a nice thing to have happen in March. Wouldn't be doing that in Michigan. And so the next day, Thursday, March 17th, the park had the potluck brunch. We made the fruit salad. We joined everyone. And after having as much to eat as we cared to have, we just went back to the RV and had a day off. Now, Friday, March 18th, we had another trail to check out in Big Bend Ranch State Park. This one is the Hoodoo Trail. This took us down to the riverside and then back up again. The ocotillos in particular were starting to bloom there. Well, it's spring in that area. After hiking that trail, we stopped on the way back at a side road that looked interesting and did a little more hiking. We found some very interesting rocks where wind erosion had carved out holes, and there was an abandoned adobe hut there. Again, photos you can link to off of the website. And finally, we had enough and came back to our RV. So Saturday, March 19th, was our last day at Loma Paloma. We did laundry, some chores, then went to our last Loma Paloma happy hour at the Lizard Lounge. That's what they call it. It's basically just a little outdoor canopy that with chairs and picnic tables set up under it. We had an unexpected guest at this, a dust devil. It was another hot day, and we tried to put on the air conditioning, and when we did, we lost power altogether. It turns out the breaker died on us, and this is the breaker at the pedestal outside. And so we contacted the park host couple, and, you know, they came down and fixed it. In the course of diagnosing all of this, they pointed out to us another stupid beginner mistake that we've been saying all along everything we had was 30 amp, and the guy said, no, it says 50 amp right there. What do you, you have 50 amp capability. So that's one of those things we're going to have to figure out before our next trip. Now, Sunday, March 20th, travel day. We went to the Lost Alaskan RV Park in Alpine, Texas, which gets us a little closer to the Big Bend National Park. It will still be a drive, but less than it would have been from Loma Paloma, and easier. Now, part of the problem, we could have tried to do it from Loma Paloma, but it's a lot of twisty-turny up-and-down mountain roads. And as I've already said, we're not really happy with doing a whole lot of that. So the drive from Alpine is a lot flatter and straightforward. So we're going to be at Lost Alaskan for 5 nights. It's a somewhat more upscale park, and therefore it cost us more. But it's our last real stay before we head back to Michigan. So Monday, March 21st, another taking care of business day. The RV repair place came by and installed a new Dometic toilet and a shutoff valve, which solved our toilet problem. Which, it wasn't that bad, actually. As I mentioned previously in our last episode, we capped the water supply line and just had to use gallon jugs with water and manually fill the toilet. We probably could have lived with it that way all the way back to Michigan. But the folks at the RV repair place were friendly and made it easy for us, so no regrets. Once that was done, we did our shopping and went back to the RV to stay. Tuesday, March 22nd, we went to the RV repair place so we could pay the bill. People are very friendly and trusting around here. So they just came and did it and figured, you know, we would get around to paying them. And we did. We wanted to do it right away. And I always like to take care of things as soon as possible. And while there, we got some information about the Big Bend National Park. But, you know, running around doing errands, it was starting to get later in the day. And it was a cold and windy day. And so we decided that we looked at the weather forecast, and it looked like tomorrow was going to be a nicer day. So instead of trying to head to the national park, we decided to go to the Museum of the Big Bend, which is in Alpine. And we had a very nice few hours there. It's a little museum, but well arranged. The exhibits are chronological around the outside of the room, and you start with the dinosaurs. Fossils have been dug in this area, including one of a pterosaur called Quetzalcoatlus, one of the largest flying animals of all time. Then it moves to the native tribes, the early Spanish, the Americans, the Texas Revolution, and the Indian Wars of the late 19th century. It finally ends up with Hollywood, which used this area for filming, such as the movie Giant, which starred Elizabeth Taylor, Rock Hudson, and James Dean in his final role. Wednesday, March 23rd. Our final excursion of this trip. We drove down from Alpine to the Big Bend National Park. We drove along the Ross Maxwell Scenic Drive, stopped along the way to see the abandoned Sam Nail Ranch, and then at the end went to the Santa Elena Canyon. There's a hiking trail here, but to get on it, you first have to climb up the side of the mountain. Now, it's not too bad because they've built concrete steps and ramps to get you up, but you still have to be careful since there are no guardrails for much of the climb. Once on top, you walk into the canyon and gradually work your way down to the river. Which river? The Rio Grande, of course. You could literally do an illegal entry into Mexico just by waiting here. Though what you would do when you got there, I couldn't imagine, since there is no trail on the Mexican side. Now, the canyon was carved out by the river, and no doubt it started with some kind of crack in the mountain, like all slot canyons. One thing that struck us all along the Rio Grande is that for all the talk about invasions and walls, the border looks like it is undefended. Now, there are Border Patrol checkpoints along all of the major roads going north from the border, so there is some enforcement activity. Anyway, it was a long day with a lot of driving, so we were pretty tired when we got back to the RV after all of that. Thursday, March 24th. After the long day yesterday at the National Park and knowing we had a 5-day trek back to Michigan that was going to start tomorrow, we said, let's take a day off. Do some grocery shopping, filling the tank on the truck were the main activities. Friday, March 25th, we left Alpine in the morning and headed to Tye, Texas, which is just outside of Abilene. The trip took 7 hours towing the RV, which is a long and tiring trip. We should probably look to reduce the daily driving next time, but for now we have reservations and plans. The daily trips weren't so long on our way out in December, so I hope it'll get shorter from here. This is just an overnight stop. We're off again in the morning. Saturday, March 26th. From Tye, we went to the Oak Glen RV Park in Oklahoma. This is the same park we stayed at on our trip out in December, and from here we're simply retracing our steps and staying at the same places. Sunday, March 27th, we left Oklahoma and headed for the Lamplight Lane RV Park. This time it did not go as well. The owner was not there, but he had someone working there. We could not use the credit card machine, but fortunately we had enough cash to pay for our overnight stay, which is like $30. It's not a huge amount, but, you know. And it was a very tight space. So we pretty much crossed this off as a place that we would ever return to. Monday, March 28th. This time we got into the Terre Haute RV Park at a reasonable afternoon time. And it was a much better experience than when we froze here in December. Finally, Tuesday, March 29th, back home in Michigan. It felt really good to get back home. We're always excited when we start a trip, and we're always happy to get home again when it's over. So, this is Ahuka for Hacker Public Radio signing off and encouraging everyone to support free software. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.